The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Might as well get comfy.
How many of them are you going to drink, Tez?
As many as I want.
You'll be nissed as a pute.
And sound.
He's well mad. Tez, what are we trying to prove?
He had it in for me at that school, Binsey did. Said it'd amount to nothing. I'll show him I can use my initiative.
You're a hero.
Oh, shut up, Dawn.
That's it. I've had enough. You sit there clutching that knife all you like. I'm getting me kid, I'm feeding him, giving him his drink, and if you so much as open that foul mouth, I'll tell you, I'll swing you around this room by the bum fluff.
Get here.
She means it, don't believe me.
What's your name?
Wendy.
How old are you?
25 next month, why?
Fancy a date?
With you? Come back when you've started shaving, action man.
Tez, you better have that knife when the kid comes down. Say he falls on it. It's dangerous, that is. Someone's going to get hurt.
Oh, look, I know what I'm doing. We're in this together, right? We're going to get some dope.
Here he is. Hiya, little Nevy.
He's got a cold, haven't you, Doc?
Keep it shut, you.
I said out, have I?
I'll have him, Cheryl, while you do his dinner.
Actually, I've got an idea. Are you going to carry on the stupid siege?
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
I'm sorry, Cheryl. I didn't think you'd be daft enough to do something like this. I knew he was daft, yeah, but not do lally tapped.
Look at Nevy. Can't you tell he don't like the look of you already? What's it like to be loathsome?
Oh, tremendous.
What are you going to do, Chez?
Ask Frieda next door if she'll have him. If His Majesty approves.
Yeah, come on, Tez. You've got to. If the kid gets hurt...
Okay. I'm not a complete bloody idiot. I just want some dope. If you cough up, no problem. If you think I'd touch the kid, you want your head testing.
You're the one who wants his head testing.
But you're not leaving this house. I'm not having you playing silly buggers. Set one foot out of that door and you'll be off to the cops.
What do you want us to do? Knock all in, Wall?
I'll phone her. Say I'm ill and she'll pick him up.
I'll do that. You get Nevy ready.
Numbers on the pad. Come on, little Nevy, let's get your drink first.
And I'll be listening, so make sure it is free to your phone. Oh, and don't forget to ask how's the garden shed.
Cheryl, I'm really sorry. I didn't realise. He's drunk, he's off his head. If I had my way...
If you had your way, what, Dawn? I knew you were a bit gullible. But you must be mad hanging around with the likes of him. He's disgusting.
He's all right sometimes. He makes me laugh.
Well, he ain't bloody well making me laugh. Don't worry, little Nevy. What games he thinks he's playing at? This is Lowmore Estate, not the Bronx. Are you going to visit your Auntie Frieda, eh? He won't be able to tackle my Nev. And me and our Wendy are no mugs, either, tell him. There you are, you have your drink, Duck.
I'm sorry, Cheryl.
You will be sorry, Dawn, when the police catch up with that pint-sized pelican there.
It's awful living here. Our kitchen's damp as well. Our plaster's chipping off.
Dawn. Mark my words, as soon as this kid is gone, I'm going to chip your boyfriend's plaster off. In a
minute then. Oh, you're a surprise. See ya. She's on her way, Chez. Are you going to take your car, Nevy? What Uncle Mark brought you?
I'm not going to drive, is he? Thought he said it was only next door.
Oh, comedian, isn't he?
How did it go, Drug Link, then, Nev?
Very well. Well, initially I'm going to do some voluntary work. Then I've signed up for the 3-week course they recommended.
Ah, yes, that's what I did. It seems a long, drawn-out process becoming a drug worker, but it pays its dividends. Mm. It's not a bad pub, this.
The Bulldog? I used to have a bad reputation. I think they're smartening it up gradually.
Your father-in-law lives near here, doesn't he? Brinley Bank?
He does, but I'm not married.
Well, when Pippa comes back with the drinks, let's talk about Lowmore.
Things are getting worse there, Mike. Well, you can still feel a hostile atmosphere after last week. Youths all have this... don't blame me expression. Two in particular. This morning I caught him drinking in the street. The lad, Terry Farmer. 17 and drinking himself, stupid.
This is what I'm driving at. Most of the kids I deal with have a drink problem. I tend to get more drinkers than junkies.
Oh, let's face it, alcohol's a drug.
What's this kid's Terry's background?
I don't know too much about him. But Dawn, his girlfriend, her dad died a year ago. She was a fourth year, bright. And that was the end of that.
What about her mum?
Oh, she never came to terms with it and hit the bottle. Dawn was out all night the night of the riot. I phoned her. She hadn't even realised Dawn was missing.
That's what the alcohol advisory organisation's for. It's working towards helping families. Mm. Now, if we help Dawn's mother, the chances are that we can nip Dawn's problem in the bud. Oh, we get this. It's a problem which the powers that be sometimes fail to address, in my opinion. Mm. Her dad loses his job, turns to drink. Emotional stress for an adolescent son who leaves angry dad to walk the streets. Mm. What does he do?
Drink.
Absolutely.
2 pints of bitter?
Oh, great. Cheers, Pippa. Oh, Nev, this is Pippa. Pippa?
Where's Binsey, then? You said 5 o'clock.
He'll be here.
I'm getting bored. Who wants a fag?
I don't smoke.
Gerald?
Just giving up.
I'm not helping. Go on, have one.
I don't want one.
Here you are.
I said I don't want one. Oh, so he blows it in my face.
Tess, don't be a durbrain.
She said he'd be here by 5, and he isn't.
Listen here, Schwarzenegger in a miniature. You're trying my patience. If Churl says he won't be long, then he won't be long. So sit down and button it before I squeeze all your acne.
Oh, you're cruising for a bruising, sexy.
Oh, you don't know what sex is.
Fancy it.
With you, faggot, you smell like a burnt-out firework. I don't think they'll market your aftershave, Tez. Beer and ash ain't got the same ring as jazz, has it?
Yeah. Have you ever thought it might be all that beer that gives you spots, Tez?
Because your acne's pretty awful, ain't it?
Oh, I couldn't fancy him, could you, Wendy?
Yuck, putrid.
What, do you see in him, Dawn?
Shut it!
How can you fancy that?
I don't.
You what?
He's horrible.
His breath smells like dog muck.
You do fancy me.
I don't, Tez. We just hang about together. I'm not going with you.
You said yeah. I asked you the other day and you said yeah.
Well, I've changed my mind, haven't I? This is stupid, Tez. What are you trying to prove? What are we doing? You're out of your head. Why don't we just go?
Because we're in this together.
But why? I'd go with you, Tez. But not if you do stupid things like this. What's the point in getting in trouble every corner we turn?
Oh, I want to prove myself, don't I? I'm sick and tired of losing. Job centre? What's the point in going there? Every job I want, I can't have. It's crap when you can't have what you want. Life's not worth bothering with. So I have to prove myself on the streets, live off me wits. That's why I'm here, so I can get what I want.
Well, you can't have me as long as you like this.
Listen to her, Tez.
Did you hear that?
Oh, I heard it.
So give this up. You fancy your chances with Dawn, with me. I'm 25, Doug. You think I'd look twice at you? Look at you. Face it, Tez. You're hardly Mel Gibson.
Give me the knife, Terry.
Give it a Tez.
The fellas I've had, Terry, they knock spots off you. Sorry, no pun intended.
You're poking fun at me.
I'm not.
The knife, Terry.
I'm sick and tired of people poking fun at me.
Well, stop poking that knife in my face.
I'll cut you.
Eva, you.
Careful, Wendy.
Ow!
Wendy, oh. You idiot. You've cut her.
You little sod.
She grabbed the blade. I couldn't help
it. I'm all right. Sonny, a graze.
A graze? You're losing blood.
He was losing blood rapidly.
It's one of the worst drink driving cases I've seen.
And people still do it.
Absolutely, Nev. It's only round the corner. I knew this guy for years. His parents died and he just dropped out. A whiner for 8 years. I thought I was close to a breakthrough. And suddenly, he got in a car and drove it straight into a wall. Smash!
Or was it suicide?
Who knows? He was pretty drunk. If you knew him, if you talked to him, he was perfectly lucid, coherent. You wouldn't think he'd have any desire to kill himself.
Which is just the point. Alcohol's a drug.
Who's for another?
A hint of hypocrisy here, I think. Putting the world to rights through alcohol and slowly getting drunk. Hey, what time is it? Gone off 5. I said I'd be back by 5. My partner's cooking a meal.
That's nice. What are you having?
A clock round the head now. Oh, thank God I'm stopping off to buy her a present.
Oh, right. What are you buying?
A yucca tree.
Nice. Here, Wendy. It's clean. It was going to be a cover for baby Charlotte's pram. Oh,
Cheryl, you shouldn't have used that.
Oh, she's made a little contribution to the world.
What's he doing now? Bobby Beans on face.
I'm looking through my records.
I'm sorry. He's off his head. Soon as this is over, I'm having nothing more to do with him.
Pink Floyd, who were they?
Are you all right, Wendy?
Oh, it's stopped bleeding now. I'll be all right.
Yeah, but should I fetch an ambulance?
Oh, she's all right. I hardly touched her. Call an ambulance and I'll get done. As soon as he comes with the dope, I'm off.
I keep telling you, he hasn't got any.
Who's that?
How do they know, Durbrain?
I'll answer it and see, shall I?
No.
3 Lowmore Drive, call the police!
Put it down!
Cheryl? Cheryl, Doc? Hello? Well, that sounded a funny how'd you do, Ray.
Did it go dead?
Well, it didn't go dead. Someone answered and then hung up. I couldn't tell who it was.
Well, it wouldn't be our Cheryl.
Well, I don't know who it was. I couldn't make out what they were saying.
Well, you got the wrong number. Come on, assisted work time. Physio said try this re-education board, sliding me bum on and off so I can get off the chair and onto the loo.
Well, Wendy said he'd be back at 6.
Then we'll have a walk round the room.
Well, it's not like her miss a date.
When the weather improves, I'll walk down the garden. Can't wait for that. She might have gone straight from Cheryl's.
No, she wanted a dress ironing. Oh, I can't remember which one I said.
Ah, I can tell you that, the blue one.
I'll try her again.
Hey, come on, Doc. Don't leave me with no support.
I'll be with you in a minute, Doc. I don't like the look of this, Ray. She definitely said 6. Oh, I think something's up. Look, it's engaged now.
What's that prove?
Shall I call the police?
Police? You can't call the police just because somebody's engaged. They'd be inundated with calls. But calm down and try again in a minute.
Well, if you're sure.
I'm sure you're jumping to conclusions. Now, come on, give me some support. Let's get these thighs exercised.
I'm not convinced.
Ah, that's it. Yeah, I like this, being close. Actually, since our Wendy's still not back, we could go back upstairs and try again.
Ray Coakcloth, it's a sign you're better.
You can't just leave it off the hook.
I have done.
Oh, for God's sake, Terry. When will you see sense? You can't get away with this.
She's right, Tez. We're deep in it. Are you sure your hands are right, Wendy?
Right.
What are you doing?
Phoning the police.
No chance.
Wait, Cheryl. Let me talk to him.
Let go of me, Dawn.
No, I won't. 2 hours you've been here. Think of what it's like for them, being held by a prat like you. Can't you see what a mess you've made of this? I hate you.
Oh, get lost.
You've wounded her. Run it up to her eyeballs. You're dim if you can't see that.
What are you doing?
What I should have done ages ago. I'm off.
Dawn, you're gonna leave me.
Watch me.
Wendy, get the knife. Oh, get it.
Dawn, wait. I'm coming.
Oh, you're not. You stay there. If you think you can run away with your tail between your legs, mate, you've got another thing coming.
Okay, okay.
Right, sit down. I said sit down.
I'm all right standing.
Sit, because I've got the knife. Now, let's see how you like it.
Can't outsmart a Coakcloth, Terry. We can take on all comers. Chef, someone's coming.
Oh, look who it is. Nev, with a bloody Triffid.
Sarah, I'm really sorry. Oh. What's going on? Wendy, what's happened?
Where the hell have you been? You're drunk.
I got held up. What's going on?
Oh, some community worker you are. This idiot busted us for dope and threatened to cut our throats for it. That's all. Well, here he is, Tez. Your supplier. Holding a giant bloody marijuana plant. Are you happy now?
It's a yucca. I bought it for you. Oh. Is this right, Terry? Is it? Where's Nevy?
Next door. Where were you? At the bloody pub. Typical.
I warned you, Terry. I warned you to keep out of trouble. Didn't I?
Today's episode of The Coakcloths was written by Mark Bickerton. The serial was devised by Tony Perrin and is a Mike Hopwood production.
The Coakcloths return with another episode tomorrow.